It certainly is scary, and just that every 40 seconds, someone's attempting suicide in our country.
Olivia Retallick is coordinator of the coalition. There is a rise in the number of suicides among middle-aged men. Retallick tells WBFO News experts are trying to figure out why.
We're finding this age group is reaching out to their primary care physicians, sometimes three or four times before attempting or dying by suicide. And that's a huge red flag for us, that we really want to reach out to the physicians' offices to work collaboratively.
According to suicide prevention, every 41 seconds there are family members left behind to make sense of a suicide. Renee Carapella Johnson is one of them. She lives outside of Corning, New York. She lost her 19-year-old brother Raymond to suicide in 2005 and shares her story to educate citizens on the possible signs of suicide.
The biggest warning signs that we didn't realize at the time were warning signs was Raymond was talking a lot about dying. You know, he would make comments like, you know, you guys will just be better off without me. Soon the pain will be over. You know, you guys won't have to worry about me much longer. You know, those kind of flippant comments, I look back now and I just, you know, I wish that we would have said, Raymond, what do you mean when you say those things, instead of just kind of brushing them off?
Carapella Johnson now works with researchers at the University of Rochester to try and understand needs and experiences of survivors of suicides. Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein warns that suicide is a huge public issue.
So this really touches everybody in Erie County. So I think the most important thing is that, you know, we have to stop making suicide a stigmatized issue. The way that we try to have to deal with this is to talk about it.
The health commissioner says it's time to figure out how to prevent suicides. Among those who attended yesterday's seminar were human services providers, members of the clergy, probation, and educators, all who work with the public on a daily basis. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.